The consequences of pandemic restrictions has been the pedestrianisation of streets in our towns and cities to allow for outdoor hospitality. But now Dublin City Council has announced that temporary traffic restrictions on Capel Street and Parliament Street in the city centre are to end this weekend. Over the last 11 weeks, more than 300,000 people have availed of the pedestrianisation of these streets to dine, to drink and to socialise. Well, our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking to business owners on the streets. Gail, for the moment, this is the end of the pedestrianisation of Capel Street and Parliament Street.
That's right, Brian. This weekend is the final scheduled weekend of pedestrianisation on both streets, which facilitated outdoor dining and the city reopening. Now, these measures were always temporary, and there's already been one extension until the end of August, which is now. Capel Street and Parliament Street became traffic-free from 6:30pm to 11:30pm on Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. Now, this will end after this weekend. Louis Copeland is a retailer on Capel Street, and he said the changes didn't impact on his business, but thinks the changes could be looked at in more detail if they were to be made more permanent.
I have to say, like, I mean, a bit of misunderstanding, because it was only Friday, Saturday and Sunday night from 6:30 on. So I have to say, it creates a great atmosphere in the street, and it was a trial period, and probably it's going to happen next year. And I thought it was quite a good success, actually.
Do you think it's something that could be continued all year round?
Yeah, I think it's kind of more kind of spring and summertime. I'm not sure how it would work in the autumn. Although, like, I mean, because it doesn't impact on the retail trade during the day, I think it was a great success.
So you'd no problems with deliveries or anything like that?
Well, no, because it was in the evening time, like from 6:30 in the evening till 11:30 in the evening. So it didn't impact on retail as such.
And you're a quite close-knit business community on Capel Street. What has been the response from other retailers on the street?
I think there's been a mixed reaction. I mean, some people like it, some people don't like it. I think probably what we have to kind of concentrate more on traffic management, especially when the street closed down at 6:30 in the evening. There was a bit of confusion there. But, you know, these things will iron themselves out in time.
Do you think it would be possible to continue it if they got the traffic sorted out and that they could do it for a few months longer or into the winter?
Yeah, I think they could do it. Like, I mean, as long as they kept it, that it doesn't interfere during the day, I think going from 6:30 in the evening, it's been a success. Not during the day, because I don't think it would work during the day.
Louis Copeland. Well, Gail, what about the pubs and the restaurants? It was very much, I think, aimed at helping their businesses. What have they had to say?
Well, overall, they were happy with how it worked this summer. Hugh Harrigan, who owns the Boar's Head on Capel Street, said the changes made it possible for businesses like his and others to survive. Now, he also said they're willing to compromise if it means they could keep the changes.
I'd be very confident of it continuing, being honest with you, because it has been such a big success. Like, originally, I think it started around the 6th of June, and it was on a trial for 6 weeks. And then it was continued on because we weren't getting back indoors. And thanks to Councillor Ray McAdam and Dublin City Council, they agreed to push it out for another 6 weeks, which is finishing up this weekend. But listen, it has worked out great for everybody. It has changed the face of Capel Street completely. Like, if you go back to 2019, when we were in some bit of normality, like, if you looked up Capel Street on a Friday, Saturday or Sunday night and you didn't know Capel Street, you wouldn't go up it. Like, it was so dark and there was nothing happening. But now on the weekends, like, it's full of life, and, you know, a lot of people walking around. You have the outdoor dining, and, like, there's a great buzz and a great feeling on the street, you know. And then, like, in the last 2 weeks now, we've been getting a lot of tourists into the country, and, like, you can see them walking around, and, like, everybody's really enjoying it, you know. There has been no problems on the street at all. If you speak to the Gardaí or anything like that, there've been no issues, you know.
So while it's been beneficial for bars, restaurants and coffee shops on the street, do you think there's been any traffic congestion or problems in the area?
Maybe a little bit earlier, you know, in the evenings when they're closing it off for 6:30. There is probably a little build-up. So I could see them, maybe, that it mightn't start at 6:30 in the evenings, that they could push it on to 7:15, 7:30, you know, that would ease off that whole traffic coming out of Jervis Street Shopping Centre. And we'd be happy with that. We'd be very, very happy with that. You know, I think I would be agreeable and I'm speaking to other businesses on the street. They'd be happy that if we just, you know, the pedestrianisation didn't start until 7:15. But other than that, it hasn't, because traffic that's coming down Cable Street, they're travelling off to somewhere else. They're just using this as a kind of a run to get to the other side of the city. So it'll push them off onto other streets, you know.
And for yourself and some other businesses on the street, do you think it's feasible to maintain outdoor dining and drinking right into the winter months?
Ah, definitely. If you go to any other country in the world, I know it's all weather dependent. You know, you can see everybody wants to sit outdoors and you can, like, people come dressed for it.
Hugh Harrican from the Boar's Head on Capel Street. Gail, clearly then some businesses would like to see this temporary measure becoming more permanent. What though is the situation?
Well, as it stands, the council said these particular measures will end this weekend as planned. Like Hugh Harrican just said, the council previously extended the scheduled traffic-free weekends in mid-July until the end of August, when indoor dining would have resumed. However, Dublin City Council said if there is a desire to continue the traffic-free weekends, it will engage with the necessary stakeholders and elected members via the two relevant area committees and the City Recovery Task Force to determine if this is something which can or should be continued and for how long. The council also said it had already planned to undertake a public consultation exercise with the public, stakeholders and businesses in the area beginning next week. Now, this would determine what worked, what were the issues and what people would like to see in this area in the future. It said it would be done in a similar manner to the Grafton Street trials in the summer of 2020. So after the public consultation, a report will be presented to the elected members for their consideration, with options for how changes in these streets could be made more permanent, subject to the appropriate process and further consultation.
Gail, thanks very much indeed for that. After this short break, first day in school, the 24th of August, for one group of first years at a secondary school in County Cork.